Hello there. I'm Paul Matthews on Empire Radio, 6200 kHz, 48.3 meters in the shortwave band. And over the next half an hour, we got music from such artists as Olo Guthrie, Bebop Tillux, Anthony Phillips, and Dave Edmonds. Comes the weekend. The sound of Dave Edmonds from 1976, and that was especially for Mr. Handbag, because last time I gave him a mention, last month, he wasn't listening. Naughty lad, so I hope you're listening this time, and also I hope you enjoyed that record as much as the last one I played for you, which was what, played again by Roderick Falconer. And now for the sound of Bebop Deluxe from Sunburst Finish and Ships in the Night on Empire Radio, the voice of a free united Europe.
Without love, sailing our boat down the river.
That was a Bill Nelson composition. Bill Nelson, the guitarist with the group Bebop Deluxe, and Ships in the Night from the 1976 LP Sunburst Finish. And now a guy who does a lot of jingles for Capital Radio, Chris Rainbow, and Living in the World Today. Rainbow, Living in the World Today, off Cuddly Capital fame. Don't forget, if you're in the London area, Cuddly Capital is on 194. And talking of being in that area, I'll be in that area at the time of this broadcast. So hello to me and also to the girlfriend, and let's hope that I'm enjoying myself. Of course you will. But it doesn't look promising at the time of recording because it's chucking it down with rain outside. But maybe it'll improve. Fingers crossed. Here's Anthony Phillips from his latest LP, Sides, and this one is called Side Door.
Take the thought of you. Lock jaw, you won't be the one.
Phillips, Side Door, from the Arista Records LP called Sides. Don't forget the address to write to, that is if you want to write to us, and why not, we're worth writing to, aren't we? It's Kent Place, Empire Radio of course, Kent Place, Newark, Nottinghamshire, Kent Place, Newark, in Nottinghamshire. So, now you know, and you can write to us with reception reports, requests, dedications, complaints, compliments, or whatever. You can even send us naughty pictures. Yes. And now for a bit of humour by Arlo Guthrie. And this one's called The Motorcycle, Significance of the Pickle Song. That's a bit of a mouthful.
I don't want a pickle, just run around on the motorcycle. And I don't want a tickle, I'd rather ride on my motorcycle. And I don't want to die, just want to ride on the motorcycle. You know, it's been about 12 years now that I've been singing this dumb song. You know, it's amazing that somebody could get away with singing a song this dumb for that long. But you know, hey, you know what's more amazing than that is that somebody could make a living singing a song this dumb. But that's America. You know, I told about everything there was to tell about it. When I wrote it, how come, why, what for. But you know, the one thing that I always used to neglect to explain was the significance of the pickle. It was the time I was riding my bike. I was going down a mountain road. I was doing 150 miles an hour. On one side of the mountain road, there was a mountain. And on the other side, there was nothing. It was just a cliff in the air. But I wasn't paying attention, you know. I was just driving down the road. All of a sudden, by accident, a string broke off my guitar. It broke, you know, right there, went flying across the road that way, wrapped itself around a yield sign. Well, the sign didn't break. It didn't come out the ground. The string stayed wrapped around it, stayed in the other end of my guitar. I held on to my guitar with one hand. I held on to the bike with the other. I made a sharp turn off the road. Luckily, I didn't go into the mountain. I went over the cliff. I was doing 150 miles an hour sideways and 500 feet down at the same time. Hey, I was looking for the cops. Because, you know, hey, I knew that, you know, it was illegal. I knew that was it. I knew I didn't have long to live in this world. And in my last remaining seconds in the world, I knew that it was my obligation to write one last farewell song to the world. Took out a piece of paper. I pulled out a pen. And it didn't write. I had to put another ink cartridge in it. I sat back and I thought a while, and then it come to me. It come like a flash, like a vision burnt across the clouds. I just wrote it down. I learned it right away. I don't want a pickle, just want to ride on my motorcycle. And I don't want a tickle, I'd rather ride on my motorcycle. And I don't want to die, just want to ride on my motorcycle. Hey, I knew it wasn't the best song I ever wrote. But I didn't have time to change it. But you know, the most amazing thing was that I didn't die. I landed on the top of a police car, and it died. I come into town with a screaming 175 miles an hour, singing my new motorcycle song. I stopped out front of the deli, and out front of the deli was a man eating the most tremendous pickle. A pickle the size of four pregnant watermelons. Just a huge monster pickle. walked up to me, pushed a pickle in my face, and started asking me questions. It was about the same time I noticed a pickle in my face. I noticed a cord hanging from the long end of the pickle, going up his sleeve, down his shirt, into his pants and shoes, out into a briefcase he had near his feet. I knew it wasn't an ordinary pickle. But it was about the same time I noticed the cord hanging out of the pickle that a 4-foot cop arrived with a 5-foot gun. A cop at one time must have been around 6'3", but was met at the bottom of a mountain by a flying, singing, writing weirdo freak. He walked up and with one tremendous hand, he grabbed the pickle away from the other guy. He threw it 100 feet straight up in the air. While the pickle was halfway between going up and coming down, he took out his gun and put a 3-inch bullet hole right through the long end of the pickle. It started coming back down. He stuck out his foot. He caught the pickle on his big toe. And balancing the pickle on his big toe, he reached his huge hand into his little pocket. Pulled out a 10-foot ticket. He borrowed my pen. He wrote it up. Then he rolled it up and stuffed it in a bullet hole in the middle of the pickle, took the pickle with the ticket, and shoved it down my throat. It was at that very moment that the pickle with the ticket was going down my throat that I knew for sure that I didn't want a pickle. I don't want a pickle. I just want to ride on my motorcycle. And I don't want a ticket. I'd rather ride on my motorcycle. And I don't want to die. Just want to ride on my motorcycle.
A very funny record there from Arlo Guthrie, from the best of Arlo Guthrie. The pickle song, or the full title, is Motorcycle, in brackets, Significance of the Pickle, close brackets, song. And especially for Karen, we have the Beatles, with Lots of Love from Ken, and this is the final track on the Paul Matthews Radio Show. So get your hangies out, because it's nearly time to cry.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid.
number one in 1968, The Sound of the Beatles, and Hey Jude. And that was going out to Karen, with a nice big from Ken. Well, now it's crying time once again, because it's time for yours truly, Paul Matthews, to say goodbye. So, until next time, when your hanky should have dried out, lots of love and peace, and ta-da.
Peace.